Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Shabbos Daf Yod Aleph, and we're starting about halfway through the Amud at Halacha Daled and Vilna Sources Daf on Tes Amud Aleph, just about near the top. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Mirim Sar Basar Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. And Mishnah tells us Elam Halachas Shomer Baalias Chananya Ben Chizkiya Ben Garan Kshaol Vakrei. The following are some of the halachas that were learned and taught in the Aliyah, the attic or the upper level of Chananya Ben Chizkiya Ben Garan when they went up to visit him. This is when the Chacham went up to visit him. They learned the following halachas. Now something else about this time Nimnu V'Rabu BeShamayal BeHillel. There was a count, and there was actually more Beis Shammai then Beis Hillel at that point in time, and Ushmai also Dvarim Gazur Babayom, there were 18 things that were enacted on that day. Usually we pascha like Beis Hillel because there were more Talmidim than Beis Hillel than Beis Shammai, and we always go with the Rav. But at this particular time, there was more Beis Shammai than Beis Hillel, so there are 18 things that they pascha like Beis Shammai over Beis Hillel. And the Gemara is going to bring a brass that tells us there were actually 18 things that they agreed on, and that's what this Gezer is referring to. And there was another 18 things that there was a Ribuy, that there was more Beis Shammai than Beis Hillel. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Il Melachas Vachulu, and Oisayom that day, Hayakashal Yisrael Kiyam Shanasa Va'igal, it was challenging. It was hard for Am Yisrael, like the day that the Egel Azov was made. And there's machlokes why that is. According to some, it's because later on we're going to see there were threats of bloodshed, and that's a terrible thing. According to some, it's because Hillel was embarrassed to some extent, but either which way, it was a challenging day. Now we have a discussion about these gezeiros that were made, whether or not they were a good thing. Reb Lezer says, Bayayayim, God Shu Esasa. On that day, they heaped the measurement. That's literally what this means. Ligdosh Esasa is to take the measurement of a saw and to heap it and make it overflowing. And this is just an expression referring to the great thing accomplished by being gezer certain gezeros and making gedarim in order to protect certain dinim. Whereas Rabbi Shua says, Bayayim machku isa. On that day, they flattened it. They smoothed it out. That's literally what these words mean. And this is the opposite expression, that too many gezeros were made and that people wouldn't be able to handle them and actually end up being over dairaisas because of all these gezeros. The discussion continues. Amar Rabbi Lezer, Blezer told Rabbi Shua, ilu isa chaseira milua, yos. If the measurement was lacking, it was missing something and was filled up, that's a great thing. What's the mashal? L'chavis shimalea gezin. If we have a barrel full of walnuts, if you pour sesame into it, that strengthens it. When a barrel is full of walnuts, even though it's full, there's still space to pour in sesame, and actually it strengthens it because now the walnuts are packed in tightly and won't spill so easily, and gzeros to protect mitzvahs are wonderful. However, Amalei Rav Shua responded to him, Ilu haisa malea v'chesrua, yos? If it was full and now you're making and missing something, is that good? And what's the comparison? L'chavis shayisa malea shemen, to a barrel that was full of oil. Kol ma shetonais l'soicha mayim, if you're going to pour water into it, himavazeres is a shemen, that's going to scatter the oil, it's going to knock some of the oil out of the barrel, and that's what these gzeres are doing. And continue to discuss this. Tan Rabbi Shua Onya, Rabbi Shua Onya taught in Nebraisa, Talmidei Beis Shammai, Amdu Lahen Milamata, the Talmidei Beis Shammai, they stood underneath, they stood below, blocking the entrance to this aliyah, while you hargin Talmidei Beis Hillel, and they threatened that they were going to kill any Talmidei Beis Hillel who would go up, because that means the Beis Shammai would lose the majority vote. So they made sure that no Talmidei Beis Hillel went up there. And Tani was taught another Braisa, Shishimehen Alu, that six Talmidei Beis Hillel did manage to make their way up, Vashar, Amdu Alein, Bechavs Vermachim, all the other ones were stood up against with swords and spears to frighten them into not going up there. And Tony, we have another brass that tells us, Shmai Asur Davar Gazru. There were 18 things that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agreed on, and their guys are about these things. Ushmai Asur Rabu. There were 18 things that they did not agree on, and Beis Shammai turned out to be more numerous than Beis Hillel. So that's what we use in the Lashon of Rabu. And Ushmai Asur Nechalku. There were 18 things that they disagreed on, and they couldn't come to final decision. So it's actually a total of 18, 18, and 18. So we actually have three different categories of 18. The Gemara continues, Ve'iluhen Shigazru. These are the things that they were guys on, meaning they agreed together on these gezeras. On the bread of Gaim, Valgvinasan, and on their cheese, Val Shamnar, and on their oil, all these things, if it came from a guy, are not to be eaten. Yudalfon Bezantav, Valpanesan, on their daughters, is referring to Yichud with a non Jew, not just relations, that's obviously Asr, Val Shech Vazaran, Val Mimi Raglayan, and on their Zera, their semen, and their urine, these things are Tame, even though Midarais they're not Tame, Val Hilchas Balkari, and also regarding a Balkari, is referring to a Yid who's a Balkari, Ezra was Matakin that a Balkari is not allowed to learn without going to the mikvah, they added on this Takana that even a Balkari is not allowed to daven without going to the mikvah. Val Hilchas Eretz Amim, in regards to certain halachas that have to do with Eretz Amim, meaning outside Eretz Yisrael, that there's a certain tumah to it. This is 8 gzeiros, and the next 10 are all found in a Mishnah, Masechet Zavin, which the Gemara now quotes. Tamantani over there, we learned in a Mishnah, Elu Paisan as a Truma, the following things are going to passel Truma. The lashon of passeling something means that it becomes Tame, but it's not strong enough to be Metame something else. And we know that Truma is able to become Shlishi Latoma. When dealing with regular Chulin food, the lowest level of Tumah could become is Sheni Latoma, but Truma could become a Shlishi, and the next 10 gzeiros all have to do with Truma, that it become passel, meaning become a Shlishi Latoma, even though Midai Raisa, it's really not so. The first three are in one category. If a person ate food that was Rishon Latoma, or he ate food that was a Sheni Latoma, or he drank a drink that was Tameh, that's going to make him Tameh to the extent that if he touches Truma now, he's going to passel it. The reason for these gzeres is because if that wasn't the case, a Kohen might eat Tameh food, and while it's still in his mouth, drink Truma wine, or he might drink something Tameh, and while it's still in his mouth, he might eat Truma, and obviously over here, where the Truma is actually touching the Tameh food or drink, it's going to become tamei. So to prevent this, there were geyser that even if one already swallowed the tamei food or drink, he's not allowed to touch truma. On to next two, va'abarosh ruben mayim she'uvin, someone who the head and the majority of his body went into mayim she'uvin. This is drawn water; it's possible for a mikvah. Betahar shenafal arosh v'rubai shlosh lugan mayim she'uvin. Or by the same token, a tahar person who had three lugan of mayim she'uvin poured on his head and the majority of his body. These people are actually considered tamei. This is because back in the day, they would go to the mikvah very often in pools of water that had collected in caves. This water was stagnant and smelly, and therefore when they came out, they would take a shower basically afterwards. They would pour mayim she'uvim on themselves and started coming to a situation where people said, it's not the mikvah that makes us tahar, it's the shower afterwards. So in order to prevent this, they were geyser that if a person went to the mikvah that day and he made himself tahar, and then he poured mayim she'uvim on himself, or he went into a pool of mayim she'uvim, that's actually going to be metameh him. Another din, v'ha-sefer, this referring to a Torah scroll or nevim or k'suvim, that's going to be metameh truma. The reason for this is because they used to store their truma in the Aron Kodesh with all their svarim due to the fact that this is Kodesh and that's Kodesh. The problem is all the mice would come and eat the food and then they would chew up the Torah scrolls, which is a terrible thing. Therefore, they were geyser. If truma touches a sefer, it's going to become tameh. Another din, v'yadayim, that hands are considered a sheni l'toma. This is stam yadayim. If a person doesn't know if his hands are tameh or tahar, he wasn't watching where he put them. So stam yadayim are sheni l'toma and they're going to passel truma. Matful yoyim, someone who is tameh and went to the mikveh that day. So technically, midai raisa, he's tahar, but the gzeira is that he's still tameh to the extent that if he touches truma, he's going to be tameh it. And lastly, v'oichel makim sheni d'umashkin, food and kalim that became tameh with liquid, even though midai raisa, they're not tameh, midrabanan, they are tameh to the extent that if they touch truma, they're going to be tameh them. So that's a total of 18 gzeirais. But here we have machlekes. Rabban de Kesar and Amru, the Rabban of Kesar said, Elu shegazru. You're right. These 10 that we just mentioned from this Mishnah, those are 10 of the gzeirais that they were geyser on that day. However, the other 8 that we mentioned before that are not part of the gzeirais. That's part of the riboy that Beis Shammai won over Beis Hillel because they were more numerous. And not only are those 8 things part of the category of Rabu, furthermore, Mimasha Rabu, Shuva Inun, even those 8 things that we mentioned are really 7, because the gzeirah of Shechva Zera and Mei Raglayim of a non-Jew is really considered like 1 and not 2 separate ones. Now the Rabban of Kesar continue, V'ilein Inin Churnaisa, here are the other ones, meaning here are the other 11 things that Beis Shammai was Rabu over Beis Hillel. Mishech Shech Baderech, someone's going along the way of Shabbos and it became dark. Notice in Kisla Nachri, he has to give his wallet to a non-Jew, and he's not allowed to walk less than 4 amas at a time. He has to give his wallet to a non-Jew. Another one, Kiyotzu by Simuli, we had this in our Mishnah previously, Lo Yechal Zava Ma'Zava B'nei Hergel Aveira, that his Zava is not allowed to eat with his Zava because of Hergel Aveira. Another one is Kol Metaltalin Mevi'in Tuma Ka'ev Yamardeya. All Metaltalin will be Mevi Tuma, like the thickness of a Mardeya, which is an ox goad. This refers to Oyel Tuma. If a person is under the same roof, the same oil as Tumas Meis, so he's going to be Tamei, and anything else underneath that oil as well will be Tamei. And Midai Raisa, Tumas oil is with a roof of a Tefach. Has to be minimum a Tefach wide. And the same thing is also with Kalim. If there's a Kli that's at least a Tefach wide that is partially over Tumas Meis and partially over something else, that other thing is considered to be under Oyel Tuma and will be Tamei. Now this Gezerah is that all Metaltel and all Kalim are going to have this din of Oyel Tuma, even if they're Ka'ev Yamardeya, the thickness of an ox goad, which is a Tefach, meaning even if just the circumference of the Kli is a Tefach and the Kli itself is not a full Tefach, still there were geyser on that. Another din is Ketzad Baitzrin Beis HaPras. How is it that one is able to harvest a Beis HaPras? Let's just pause here to explain. A Beis HaPras is a field in which there was a grave, but it was plowed over, and now we don't know where the grave is. So anyone who comes here is Tamei Midrabanan. Now, if this field had produce growing on it, while attached to the tree, it's not going to be Tamei because it's attached to the ground. And even upon harvesting it, it won't become Tamei because all produce needs Hechsher. It needs to be made susceptible to be Makabel Toma by becoming wet with one of the 7 halachic liquids. Now, this is not so with grapes. Both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree the grapes are already considered to be Moshe L'Kabel Toma. So technically, there's an issue over here harvesting grapes in a Beis HaPras because a harvester is Tamei due to the fact that he's in a Beis HaPras, and when he touches the grapes, he's going to make them Tamei. Now, Beis Hillel holds this is not an issue because both of these Tomas are only Midrabanan, but Beis Shammai argues that it is an issue and therefore provides a solution of how one can pick grapes without them becoming Tamei. Hence these words that we just quoted, Ketzad Baitzrin Beis HaPras, how are we able to pick grapes in a Beis HaPras? And again, this is something that Beis Shammai won over Beis Hillel. And the last of this grouping of 5 is Hamaniach Kelim Tachsat Tzinor. This has to do with Kelim that were placed under a drain pipe in which rainwater ran into those Kelim. The question is whether or not that rainwater is kosher or pasul mikvah. And Beis Shammai is machmir that even if the person had forgotten the kli there, the water that collects in it is still pasul to be used as a mikvah. And lastly, Al Shisha Sveikos, Sarfenes HaTruma, there are 6 different Sveikos that we're going to burn Truma because of. Even though Midai Raisa, we're only going to burn Truma that's Tamei Bevadai, there are 6 different Sveikos that we're going to burn Truma because of. And our Rabbi Yisrael Rabban just argues, Yud Beis Amar Alpha on top, Af Gidulei Truma, even the growths of Truma was another din that Beis Shammai won regarding. We know that a Kayan plants Truma, Midai Raisa doesn't have a din of Truma. However, they were afraid that a Kayan is going to receive Truma that's Tamei. He's not going to be able to eat it. There's not much gain from it. And he might keep it in his house for a long time until the planting season so that he could plant it and then whatever grows is not going to be Truma. And that way he will gain from it. The problem is, since his Tamei Truma is going to be in his house for a long time, he might end up actually eating it, and therefore the regazer, the gedulei truma is truma anyway, so he's not going to gain by keeping it in his house for a long time and planting it. And again, this is something that Rabbi Yisrael Rabban argues was another thing that Beis Shammai won over Beis Hillel. Let's just conclude this section of the Gemara. Elohim shegazru, in shitas Rabban of Kesaria, these are the ones they were geyser on. Ilan asarti kadmiyasa, we had the 10 originally, meaning the ones from the Mishnah in Zavim that we brought in the previous Amud. Bashar, what about the remaining 8? Min madetani, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, they come from that which Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai taught. He taught more than 8 things, but only 8 of these are the ones that they were geyser on together. Bayayam on that day, geyser al pitan mal gavin asan, they were geyser on the bread and the cheese of non-Jews. These were not including the gzeres, as we already said. Val yenun, val chumtzon, on their wine and on their vinegar. It's also drink the wine of non-Jews because of vaydezara, and their chaimetz comes from wine, so it's the same thing. Val tzirin, val muryasan, tzir is brine from fish, and muryas is some sort of dip made out of fish, and this is because there might be non-kosher fish mix inside. Al kvushen, val shlukein, val mulchein, regarding vegetables that they pickled, cooked for a long time, or salted. All these are the same exact thing. It's called bishul akum. It's something cooked by a non-Jew. Val chikol, which is a certain type of fish, even though it's kosher, sometimes non-kosher fish comes up with it in the catch, so we have to be chayshesh. Val shchika, and on ground fish, it might have some non-kosher ground fish in it. Val tisni, and on pieces of wheat or ground up pieces of wheat, there might be some non-kosher ingredients here. Val shaynon, and on their language, meaning speaking the language of non-Jews. Val dusan, and accepting aids from non-Jews. Val mat nosehen, and on getting presents from them on their yom tovim. Al b'nehen, regarding their sons, they have tumah zav. Val b'nosein, regarding their daughters, which we'll explain in the Gemara. And val bikurein, regarding accepting their bikurim, we do not accept bikurim from a non-Jew. According to Rabbanan de Kesaria, 8 of these things just mentioned are the remaining ones of the gzera that was made on that day. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow explaining these things that we mentioned. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.